to Finley's My Little Pony podcast. This is episode 28. I'm Finley, and this is my dad.
Hi, Finley. Welcome back to your own podcast.
Yay. I'm back. Don't be worried, but I'm back.
Yeah, it's been a little while, hasn't it?
Yes. There's been so much.
Well, it's been... How many weeks do you think it's been since we last recorded a podcast?
I don't remember.
I'm going to say like 3 or 4 weeks, maybe.
So long ago, I can't remember.
Well, as you said in your update, there was a good reason for it, though, right?
Yes, there was.
It was to prepare for today's extra long, super big season wrap-up podcast.
And this, we're only doing half and half.
Yeah, we're doing two halves of this episode. Yeah.
Right, so the first part of this podcast, you review episode 26 of My Little Ponies, which is called, what?
It's called The Best Night Ever.
Best Night Ever. So you're gonna do your usual stick for that, where you're going to review it and give it a rating and we'll talk about it a bit. But then, after you finish talking about Best Night Ever, then we're going to go into thinking about the whole season as a whole. Mm-hmm. Because what have we been doing this whole time that we've been off?
My dad has been recording who talked and who didn't, and like all the ponies that have been in there. And I've also made a list about how many, like a 1 through 11.
What I was referring to, Finley, is that we went back to the very beginning.
Yeah.
And did what?
And we watched every single episode over again.
That's right. We started from the beginning and watched all 26 episodes one more time just to make sure we remembered them all so we could talk about them today.
And that's a lot. And since we have so much work to do, like stuff outside, we were like watching like only like 3 episodes a day.
Not even that much if it took us 3 or 4 weeks. But you're right. Darn summer and having to get outside and play, man, that gets in the way of all that quality TV watching, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, with that said, Finley, why don't we get to you telling us about episode 26 of My Little Pony's first
28.
Season. No, it's 28 of our podcast. It's episode 26 of My Little Pony in season 1.
Yes.
So why don't you get to telling us about episode 26, which is titled Best Night Ever.
Okay. So we start at Rarity's house and Pinkie Pie's jumping on the trampoline. She's yelling, I can't wait for the gala to happen. And Twilight tells her to be quiet because she's working on a spell. So Rarity comes out and tells her to stop or she'll get all sweaty. And yeah. And Rarity doesn't want her to get sweaty. So then she asks where everyone is and then they come and then Spike gives...
Oh, before you get into that, I think you wanted to note two things about or two other episodes that relate to this episode.
Yeah. There's the Ticketmaster and the one where Rarity made the dresses for everyone. They're using those dresses for...
Not the dresses that everyone wanted her to make that turned out really ugly, right?
Yeah, the ones that she made. And they are really pretty, those dresses. So right. They're using those for the Grand Gala.
So two other episodes are actually showing up in this episode. They brought it back around.
Yay! Grand Galloping Gala time. So Spike gave Twilight an apple, and Twilight made the apple into a huge carrot. And then Fluttershy gave her 4 mice, and she turned them into our kind of horses, not My Little Pony horses, but real horses. But Opalescence jumped on them, and they scared them off, and...
Once they scared them off...
And once they scared them off... Rarity said, whatever shall we do? And she asked two of her neighbors to help pull the carriage instead. The My Little Pony ponies are going to pull the carriage, not the our pony ponies.
Not the mouse ponies.
Yeah, that look exactly like our horses. Well, not exactly, but you know, they look like our horses.
They look like our horses, except with little mouse noses.
Yeah, and their buck teeth.
Yeah, their buck teeth, like mice.
Alright, so they all go inside and they get all pampered up, and they're all, like, having fun. They're getting ready, and then Spike comes in and says, I can't wait to spend it together. And then Rainbow Dash thinks they'd be able to hang out because they all wanted to do different things and they were going to be different places, and they all split apart and stuff. So.
Oh, the one thing I liked about that scene is when Spike tried to enter.
Yeah.
Remember what Rarity said?
Locked the door and she says, no, heaven, No, we're getting dressed. And then Applejack mentions that they don't always normally wear clothes.
Okay, so they've gotten dressed, and now they're heading off to the Grand Galloping Gala in the pony-drawn carriage.
The pony-drawn carriage.
That's correct.
So they get there, and they all start a huge song about what they're going to do for the Grand Galloping Gala.
And so what does each of them want out of the gala? So Twilight wants...
to talk to Celestia.
Fluttershy wants...
to make friends with the animals.
Applejack.
She wants to sell and make tons of money for the Apple family.
Rainbow Dash.
She wanted to hang out with She wanted to hang out with the Wonderbolts.
And then Rarity.
Rarity wants to find true love with the prince.
And finally, Pinkie Pie. What's Pinkie Pie want?
She wants to party.
So each of those kind of fits their personalities.
Yeah, yeah.
But what happens whenever they actually get there?
They start a huge song.
After the song that tells you what they wanted out of the party, what do they find actually happens?
Everything goes right at the beginning. So Celestia says, "I want you right by my side," to Twilight. And then Rarity sees her prince and runs after him. And
so Applejack
starts selling her. She gets her thing ready. And as soon as she does it, Soren, one of the Wonderbolts, buys a huge apple pie. And then Rainbow Dash saves Soren's apple pie. And then they ask her if they want to hang out. So and then Rainbow Dash acts so crazy. So she hangs out with him. And then
next is Fluttershy.
Fluttershy sees the bird and she follows it to Meadowlark, and she thinks she hears a whistle, and she thinks the Meadowlark is calling to her. Pinkie Pie, is she? Okay.
Well, Pinkie Pie's pretty easy. Pinkie Pie just walks into the ballroom and is really impressed by how fancy it is.
Pinkie Pie's like shiny. She's like impressed about the party ponies, the music, and the shiny floor, and then she plays around with everything until everyone tells her it's not that kind of party.
So that's sort of the start of everything going horribly awry then, correct?
Yeah, and then Rarity?
Yeah, so Rarity. So what happens with Rarity in Prince Boy?
Rarity finds out that the prince isn't really the nicest person, because when he points out a rose, he picks it and puts it on himself and says, "Oh, thank you, it goes with my eyes."
And then what happens with Applejack?
And then Applejack waits and waits and waits and waits and waits and waits. And you probably get it going on and on and on. And waiting.
And no one buys anything.
Yeah, so.
And then similar things kind of happen to both Twilight and Rainbow Dash.
Rainbow Dash can't talk to the Wonderbolts because everyone's like talking really loudly. And then Twilight wants to talk to Celestia, but she's saying hello to everyone who comes in, and there's a lot of people. Then...
oh, Fluttershy. We didn't say what went wrong with Fluttershy.
Oh, she looks at the Meadowlark and finds out it's a person who's, like, taking care
of... It's an old goat.
Not a goat.
I think he's an old goat.
Okay.
The groundskeeper.
Yeah.
Right? The guy who's raking up leaves? I think that's an old goat.
Okay, but he doesn't look like a goat.
No, he's got a little beard, like a billy goat. Billy goats have beards, and he had a little beard.
Okay, so... our goat was whistling while he was working. Yeah. So those were all the things that was going wrong, and nothing was turning out well. So they all decide that they can't just let this happen. They have to try a little bit harder. And Pinkie Pie starts a song that my dad doesn't really love too much. So Pinkie Pie, you know, do the hokey pokey. Well, this is... another one, I think it's called, Do the Pony Pokey? Do the Pony Pokey. It's like, you reach your left foot in and you take it off. So for that, I think how it starts is you reach your left foot in and you shake it all about. So then a guy shakes Twilight's hand a lot. And let's see, and then Rainbow Dash saves, like, catches a drink or something?
Let's see. So they make an effort to try, but even then, none of it goes right.
Yeah. So they try, but again, it doesn't work. Applejack spills some apples. A guy trips. She tries to show them. So the song's over, and Applejack is about to give up, and then Rarity says, two apple fritters, please. And then when Prince Bluebud takes a bite out of it, he didn't like it because he doesn't like carnival food. He's, like, super picky about what he does.
I think you'd call that snobby. He thinks he's too good for it.
So he is going to go for some adherbs, whatever that is.
Hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres are sort of like little bitty, like little bite-sized foods that they typically serve like before dinner at fancy parties.
Yeah. Okay. So right now I get it. So then Applejack figures out where everyone doesn't want to buy any of her food because everyone's filling up on the fancy party pony. So she makes a huge cake. And then Pinkie Pie like starts pushing everyone up because she wants to party. See,
well, she starts doing DJing, right? Like, she's up there making...
Yeah, she's like, you don't want a party. You want a party.
Partay.
And then she, like, kicks people into the air. It doesn't look very fun. And then she makes a stage jump and lands on the thing that has Applejack made a cake. And then it goes flying into the air. And then the prince uses Rarity as a shield, and she gets so angry, she shakes the cake on him, and then suddenly she's clean.
She gets a piece of her mind, I think.
Yeah, and then, but like 5 seconds later, she's super clean.
Yeah.
And then she jumps into the thing with the giant statue of Celestia, because she doesn't need that, though. I mean, no one needs it. Celestia doesn't need a statue. So, she jumps into the statue, it falls, Rainbow Dash tries to save it, it falls on one of the walls because she's wobbling because it's really heavy, and then it breaks in two, and after that...
So the party's in complete chaos.
And then...
Twilight says to Princess Celestia that it couldn't get any worse.
And then, boom, all the animals go through the door, and... Fluttershy screams, you're going to love me! And she, like, and then...
And what does Celestia say to Twilight, then?
Run. So they all run to Pony Joe's, and then...
I think I want to go to Pony Joe's.
And then, like, Spike takes his, like, coffee cup or something.
I think he's having hot chocolate, because he has marshmallows in it.
Yeah, a little marshmallow. And he pals on the table and says, Pony Joe, another donut. And then he says, extra sprinkles.
And what's Pony Joe say?
And he says, don't you think you've had enough?
I wonder how many donuts do you think Spike has had for like, Pony Joe to say, don't you think that's enough?
20.
20? You think that 21 is where Pony Joe starts getting concerned?
Yes.
Well, what happens then?
So then they all come in and Spike asks, how was your best night ever? And they all tell him. And then he says, that sounds like the worst night ever. And they say, it was. And they all laugh about it. And then they tell Celestia that having your friends around makes everything, even the worst things, feel a little bit better. And she tells them that they livened up the party a bit. So, yeah.
Well, where did the title come from?
The title?
What was the title of this episode?
Friends can make people feel better?
No, what was the title of this episode? It was
The Best Night Ever.
Right. And so where'd that title come from?
Where at the end, from? And everyone thought at the beginning.
Well, yes, everyone thought it was going to be the best night ever. Then they said it was the worst night ever. But then when Princess Celestia came in, they decided what? No, what did Princess Celestia say about this Grand Galloping Gala versus past ones?
She says they're all awful.
Yeah, they're all awful. And that's why she was excited they came.
Yeah, I bet Luna would have jazzed it up a bit.
Well, it does make you wonder where Luna was during all this. Don't you think she would have been at the Grand Galloping Gala?
I think she would have made it a whole lot better because Luna makes everyone feel better.
Well, if we were going to do a little bit of Finley's headcanon corner,
yeah,
where was Luna during this? Why wouldn't... I mean, I would think that the sort of second in command for all of Equestria would show up at something as big as the Grand Galloping Gala.
Luna was stargazing.
But she was in Equestria. Do you think she was just ignoring that this was going on? Or do you think Celestia just didn't invite her?
my gosh, that is deep.
Well, what do you think? What I'm asking you, what do you think the reason why she wasn't there?
I think that Luna didn't want to go because everyone thought, was like, oh my gosh, Celestia is going to be there. And everyone's like so happy that Celestia is going to be there. And because no one would pay attention to her because everyone thinks, oh my gosh, Celestia's the best because she's the ruler of everything. She can do whatever she wants to.
I see. So, yes, she felt like she would just be ignored. So what's the point of going?
So she went stargazing.
Well, that was a great summary, Finley. But what was the overall lesson from this one?
The overall lesson is that even the worst days ever, friends can make it feel a whole lot better.
I think that was a good lesson from it. I guess the other thing I took away from it,
cheesy.
Too. Well, it is cheesy. But again, what's the... This whole show is called Friendship is Magic, right?
Yeah, so. But I think the cheesiest one we've seen so far is where at the end of the one where they all talk about their cutie marks when Twilight says, who knows, you and your future friend could be staring at the same rainbow. Cheesy. No.
Yeah, I guess there was a bit of Velveeta on that one. But
no.
My thing to you, Finn, what I was going to say, Finn, is I think the other lesson to take away from this is that whenever you build something up in your mind to be so fantastic, it can never live up to that. So, like, the ponies thought the Grand Galloping Gala was going to be this fantastic, magical evening. And even though it was a nice event with fancy hors d'oeuvres and pretty dresses and all that stuff, it still wasn't everything they wanted to be. And because they had built it up to be this magnificent night, that's why they were so disappointed. And so I think it means also having realistic expectations, because
yeah,
if you don't, you're going to end up disappointed.
Canterlot is one of those cities where it's super fancy.
Super fancy all the time.
Yeah.
It's like the capital in the Hunger Games.
Wait, what?
I know. That's in a couple of years for you yet, Finley.
I don't think I ever want to watch.
Probably not. I don't think that's it. That's in your wheelhouse. Well, after that, so who was the most valuable pony in this episode? Because they were all kind of equal. So who was the most valuable?
Spike.
Why was Spike the most valuable?
Because because everything they said that they wouldn't do was what Spike said would have made it a whole lot better. Because they said everything that they did together was amazing, and then Spike brought up that's exactly what he said.
I think you're right. Spike had it right all along that the best way to enjoy that evening was for them just to stick together and have fun together as a group, because they know that they always do.
And what makes it like a fancy country, because he brought up, like, I'm going to show Rarity the crown jewels, and I'm going to show Applejack the princess's golden apple tree.
Yeah, he had a long list of things, but he wanted to do it as a group.
Yeah.
But, you know, they make it seem like they never actually... Because, you know, Spike... That reminds me of Finley. Spike talking about wanting to show the ponies all these things in Canterlot.
Yeah.
Makes me think that the ponies must never get to Canterlot. They must never get out of Ponyville.
Well, they do sometimes.
But, although... Because he's treating them sort of like tourists. So I wonder, you think it's really expensive for them to go to...
I guess so.
Canterlot, and that's why they don't go, just because it costs too much money and they're poor little ponies.
Whoa.
Well, how do these ponies make money anyway?
Applejack sells apples.
That's right. She's got a very successful apple farm.
Pinkie Pie, like, works at a sugar cube corner.
Okay, so she's got a real job.
And then Rarity also has a real job. She makes outfits for people. She does people's hair. She makes jewelry.
Yeah. And then the other ones, they don't have real jobs, do they?
Well, I don't know. Twilight's like a librarian, I guess. She just helps out with everyone.
Right. I don't know that she's got a paying job, and Rainbow Dash helps with the weather, but I don't think that's like a paying job.
But Fluttershy helps other animals. Like, some, I remember that one episode where Rarity was asking, where Fluttershy took care of Rarity's cat and like gave it a little trim. Like, she's got to get paid for that.
So you think she does, like, animal care stuff for money?
Yeah.
Okay. That
Rainbow
makes sense.
Rainbow Dash might get paid from, like, what? Cloudsdale for clearing the weather.
Do you think the town pays her? Like, she works for the government?
Yeah.
She does, like, road crew work.
Yeah, I mean, like, in Winter Wrap-Up, she was, like, the captain of the weather team. So
Yeah,
like
so
she was like always doing.
Like, so like in our world, Rainbow Dash would have the equivalent of one of the guys working on the roads.
Yeah.
Like when you pass them, they got their orange vests on and their hard hats and that sort of thing. Like that's Rainbow Dash in our world. She's a municipal worker.
Yeah.
Maybe she's the equivalent of a DMV worker working at the place where they give you a driver's license.
Okay.
All right. Well, I was enjoying that feeling. Let's see. We won't do the pony roll call because we'll get to that in our season wrap up. But we got to finish this episode first. What was your favorite part of this episode?
When Pinkie Pie was like kicking everyone up, like, you don't want a party, you want a party.
I think that was good. And so what was the funniest part then?
The funniest part was, I like Fluttershy's reactions. And when Pinkie Pie was singing her song, she says, you stomp your whole self out. Fluttershy was throwing herself into the bushes.
I kind of liked when Fluttershy busted open the door with all the animals and said, you're going to love me.
She also, part of that, she said, come out!
Yeah, she stopped being quiet and meek.
She's like, Twilight always told me that I should be more, you know, what do you call it?
I don't know. I don't remember that part.
Twilight always told me to be more, you know, meek.
Outgoing, more vocal, more what? What are you thinking? Like, is it loud or is it quiet? Like, what's the word?
I don't know.
Well, we'll think about that. What was your least favorite part of the episode?
My least favorite part was how Rainbow Dash kicked like a whole person into the air, then saved it, and then she, because no one was paying attention, she kicked him back onto the floor.
She was trying to create
that poor guy.
She was trying to make herself a hero.
Yeah.
She's trying to create, that's self-serving Rainbow Dash.
Yep.
So now, on a scale of 1 to 5 party dresses, or maybe fancy hors d'oeuvres. Let's do that. On a scale of 1 to 5 fancy hors d'oeuvres, how many fancy hors d'oeuvres would you give this episode?
5.
So you thought this was a good one?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, let's call it quits on our review of Best Night Ever and switch over to our discussion on season 1. So overall, what did you think of season 1 of My Little Pony?
I thought it was awesome. Except when Twilight ruins everything for kids.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about this season, and I think it gets less like this as it goes on, you'd know better than I do, but other than the episodes you mentioned this time, where 2 of the episodes ended up coming back to be referred to in the final episode, there wasn't much of a storyline running throughout the season. Right, each episode told its own story, and there wasn't much connection between each of the stories. Do you like it like that, where each episode is a different story? Do you like it better where each episode sort of tells a long story, like multiple episodes run together, each telling a bit of a longer story? Which way do you like it?
I like it the first way you said it.
Where each episode is a different story?
Yeah.
Yeah, because other than episode 1 and 2 was a two-parter.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was each individual episode. So you like that better.
In season 2, we're going to start with a two-parter too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's the way they like to do it, right? They like to start each season with a two-parter.
Yeah, and we're even going to meet one of my favorite characters ever. One of my favorite villains ever.
Oh, good. Well, we'll save that next week. Because, hey, now that we've finished catching up on all the episodes and doing our season rewatch, we're going to be back every week again, right?
Yay!
Okay. So let's talk about this season. So, first of all, let's talk about your favorite episodes of the season. Yeah. Out of all 26 episodes, what were your favorite episodes? What was your favorite one?
I only have one favorite, and it's the one where Pinkie Pie goes absolutely crazy because of her. She thinks her friends are defending her because she thinks everyone's going to kick her out of the group because everyone has been avoiding her all day because they were planning her surprise party, and I just like how her hair became flat again, and she was like, her eye kept twitching, and she became friends with a bucket of turnips. Turnips.
Turnips, yes. I thought that was a really funny one too. I really enjoyed that one because she did. That was prime Pinkie.
Yeah, only not just Pinkie Pie, but a little more crazy than Pinkie Pie. I mean, everyone's all like, "How do you get crazier than Pinkie Pie?" Well, we found out.
Yeah, well, you know, go ahead. What are you gonna
say? She's very particular about people liking her parties, and if so, no one shows up, then she go crazy.
Well, it wasn't just that. She thought
were just avoiding her because they didn't like her anymore.
Yeah, and they thought they wanted to kick her out. She thought they wanted to kick her out of town.
Yeah, she was like, "You're gonna kick me out of the gang."
Well, what was your least favorite episode of the entire season?
I think, you know, it's the one where Twilight ruins everything for children because she tells them not to try it. And when on the other episode where she, like, they're all children and go back to the backstories, she tells them to try. And you know how you were talking about this whole thing about Applejack being older than Rainbow Dash? Well, you were wrong.
No, I wasn't wrong.
Yes, you were. She says, "I was even younger than you were."
Okay, well, let me try my logic again. Let me try my logic again, and then we'll leave it there. See, in the episode, The Sonic Rainbow, which, by the way, I was going to say is one of my favorite from the season, because I did like how it tied all of the friends together. They all got their cutie marks at the same exact time for the same reason. And so even before they knew each other, they were tied together. I thought that was kind of neat how they told that story. But in that story, Applejack said to Apple Bloom that she was one of the last people in her class to get her cutie mark. So she was older when she got hers. And Rainbow Dash, in that same episode, said she was one of the first people in her class to get hers.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that would be the equivalent of Rainbow Dash being a first grader at the same time Applejack was a fifth grader. Because we know that they got their cutie marks at the exact same time, mm-hmm. that for Applejack to be the last one in her class and Rainbow Dash to be the first one in her class, Applejack would have to be older. That's the way I logic that.
Here, I'm going to tell you my reason. That makes absolutely no sense at all. So if Rainbow Dash got hers first, well, everyone knows you can't be younger to get yours first.
Well, no, they got theirs at the exact same time. Because of the Sonic Rainbow. They got their cutie marks at the exact same time in history.
I know, but here, listen to the...
Well, no, but...
Go ahead.
You say your part.
Listen to me.
Okay, go ahead.
So what I'm trying to say is if she got hers the first in her class, she'd have to be older than everyone else.
No, if you're in the same... If in your class, you're the same as... ages all the people in your class.
Yeah, but they'd all have to be older because if you were the first one in your class, because you have to be old to get it.
No,
because,
you don't.
Because
they established.
No, because in Daddy. Daddy.
Go ahead, Finley.
She said specifically to Apple Bloom, "You're not old enough yet to get a cutie mark."
I get that, but we established in that episode that the ponies get their cutie marks at different ages. So not all cute ponies get their cutie marks the same age. For Applejack to be the last one in class means that everyone else in her class would have got it. And for that to be the case, she would have had to go through multiple grades to get up to the point where most of her classmates have got them and she didn't. For Rainbow Dash to be the first, it means she was at an age where none of the ponies yet had developed cutie marks, which means that she, at the same time, would have probably been younger. That's my whole point, but... How about this, Finley? Let's agree to disagree and move on. Can we do that?
Okay.
Even though you're wrong?
Nope.
Okay. Well, let me say just a few words about this big spreadsheet that I put together that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And then we'll get into the rest of the discussion. So one of the things that Finley and I did when we went through and rewatched it is I put together a spreadsheet that marks all of the ponies that have appeared with speaking parts in season one. And again, there are a lot more ponies that sort of appeared in the background of these episodes, but that's a bigger project than Finley or I could do. But so what we did is we made a spreadsheet that marks all the ponies that had some kind of speaking part in there. And we met, like, actually had a real line, not like a generic yay or woo or ow. but actually said something. The only one that's sort of a exception to that is Big Mac, because Big Mac's usual line is, what's Big Mac usually say, Finley?
Yep.
Nope. So he gets counted when he says his line. But on total, we counted 89 different ponies that had a speaking, well, pony or pony characters that had a speaking line in episode one. And we marked it down and marked how often it is. And in addition, we also have the, and for this, one of the resources we use to do it, in addition to just watching the episodes, is we looked at the IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, and the credits they had for which ponies appeared in which episodes. And then also the My Little Pony Wiki. Believe it or not, Finley, someone has actually gone through and written down every word of every episode and who says it in every episode. Mm-hmm. And so we use that to get most of the information about who appeared in each episode and whether they spoke or not. Mm-hmm. For some of the names, we mostly relied on IMDb or the My Little Pony Wiki, although sometimes they disagreed. And in one case in particular, we went with the IMDb Wiki because it said this one character's name was Leroy Wingens. And I like that better. And in the Pony Wiki, they didn't give it that name. I like that name. I think that's my favorite pony from season one.
You don't even know who he is.
I do. He was in the episode where Rarity got the wings and they all went up to Cloudsdale together.
Yeah, but
he was one of the ponies in the show. I can show him to you if you want to see. I know who Leroy Wingens is.
Okay.
But I think he was my favorite pony. And even though Doctor Who's made an appearance, it wasn't the real Doctor Who's yet.
That wasn't Doctor Who's.
Well, it's credited on both of the websites I mentioned. They call him Doctor Who's. He has the right colors, and he has the symbol for Doctor Who's. So they call him Doctor Who's, even though...
One of them has wings, and Doctor Who's is a land pony.
I know.
And also, he wears a scarf. In My Little Pony, they make him wear a scarf.
And that's the way he should appear. You're exactly right, Finley. I'm just saying that's what the resources said, so I just took it as that. That's the only name they gave that dumb pony. And then you're right. In one episode, he didn't have wings. In another episode, he did have wings. But this goes to the fact that at that point, I don't think they decided to do Doctor Who's yet. And then later they made him Doctor Who's.
Yeah,
and
they gave him the British accent. Mm-hmm.
So I think this was just the writers not paying attention. The writers and actors not paying attention until they decided to actually create that pony.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so we made this chart. We collected all the ponies. In addition, since we're on IMDb anyway, we wrote down all of the IMDb ratings for the episodes. And I thought, just real quick, Finley, I would list the bottom three and the top three episodes of the season based on IMDb ratings. And you tell me whether or not you agree.
Okay.
So based on IMDb, the least favorite episodes of the season were the third least favorite was Al's Well That Ends Well, where they meet Aloysius for the first time. The next two, least one, is the one you didn't like, The Showstoppers, where Rarity says, or where Twilight says, don't try.
Yeah, I think they are totally right. Totally.
And the one I completely disagree with, which IMDb says is the worst episode of the season, Boastbusters, which is the only episode in which we meet Trixie, the great and powerful.
How could they say that?
That's what I said. Well, we'll get to this later, but I thought you would agree with that. I like Trixie, the great and powerful.
She's okay, but I think we wouldn't have seen the Ursa Major. We wouldn't have met Snips or Snails.
I'm not disagreeing. I think it was a good episode, but the users of IMDb disagree. Okay, so on the positive side, the three favorite episodes was... Number three was Sonic Rainboom.
Yeah.
Number two was the Cutie Mark Chronicles. Which one was that? Cutie Mark Chronicles. No, was that the one where they learned about? See, maybe I'm missing this. Oh, you're right. No, the Sonic Rainboom was the one where they went up to Cloudsdale for the show.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I messed that up. So Sonic Rain Boom is the third favorite, and that's the one that went up to clouds. They already got the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the Cutie Mark Chronicles, where they heard the story. And that's the one I said I like.
Yeah.
And then the number one favorite is Party of One, which was your favorite.
Yeah, that should get first place.
So you agree with IMDb, Party of One is the number one episode.
Yeah, they were right about the least favorite, and they were right about the best one ever.
So, as far as appearances in this, Twilight Sparkle showed up in every single episode. Applejack showed up in 24 of the 26. And again, some of these times, the ponies would show up, but they wouldn't say anything. Like, I remember one time, one episode early on.
In Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy both showed up, but they never said anything.
Exactly. So, I didn't count them because they didn't say anything. So, Applejack was in 24 of them. Rarity was in 23 of them. Pinkie Pie was in 22. Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash and Spike were all in 21 of them. And then after the main six and Spike, then Celestia spoke in 10 of them.
Oh my gosh.
Then Apple Bloom, Scootaloo, and Sweetie Belle. And then sort of the true background ponies, Mrs. Cake and Mayor Mayor appeared in 4. So those were the most often appearing ponies in the
What about Twilight?
I said Twilight was in every single one of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't hear that.
Were there any of the background ponies that we met in the season that you think we should have seen more of during the season?
Yes.
Tell me, who was it?
Derpy.
Derpy. Well, Derpy didn't even get a word yet.
I know.
So would you say
it's so sad.
Would you say Derpy is the pony you're most anxious to see more of in the upcoming seasons?
Yeah.
Why do you like Derpy?
She's adorable.
She is adorable. I have a soft spot for Derpy.
And Derpy's name.
Yeah. But, so now here's my question to you, Finley. Out of all 89 ponies, well, first we'll take out the main six and Spike. Mm-hmm. The 89 ponies minus those guys. I asked you to put together a list of your favorite ponies that appeared this season. Yes. So why don't you tell me who they were starting from the bottom and tell me why you liked them.
Okay, so at the bottom we have Lucky Clover. I like Lucky Clover because of his name and also what he said to Spike. He said, if you weren't friends with our friend Rarity, and he like showed his fist.
Like, fisty hoof.
Like, he was threatening him. So, and then at number 10, Bon Bon. I play the Mellow Pony game, and that's the first pony you ever get. And I also love her name, and I like her hair. It's all poofy. Like,
yeah, and the thing about Bon Bon is just
that
to
she's
say...
She's got two names.
She's got two names, and this is where I would know the difference. But, again, these people who collect all the information on the wiki seem to know really well. Is her other name is, I think, where is it? I'm going to look for it here real quick.
Bon, 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 bon.
Do you remember what it is? Oh, it's Sweetie Drops.
Oh, yeah, because her cutie mark is three little sweets.
Like candies?
Candies.
Hard candies, okay.
So they, sometimes they change her name.
So you kind of like Bon Bon because she's the first pony you get on the pony.
Yeah, and that's also in where you show all the background characters. She's a big background character. One in the episode where they show all the background characters, the main six are just off somewhere.
Yeah.
Bon Bon's like undercover.
Well, it's easy to pick her out, right? Because she's got the two colored hair.
Yeah. And she's got like this the peachy looking skin.
Okay, so who's next on your list?
Number 9 is Doctor Who's, because I just like it because they base him off someone who's a real pony. And yeah.
Okay.
I also like how they added his British accent.
Later, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, who's next?
Next is Rose, because I like how she always reacts to everything. She's like always fainting.
That's right. She was in a couple of the early episodes, right?
Yeah, she fainted. She's like, oh no, the sorceress is coming. She's cursed them all.
And then she also fainted when there was a bunny stampede, right?
Yeah. They make a big deal about everything. And then 7
is cheerily. I like how she, like, taught her themes really well. And, yeah, I also liked how she showed a picture of her back then and in her crazy hair. And then number 6 is Apple Bloom. I like, out of all of them, I think I like Apple Bloom.
Out of all the Cutie Mark Crusaders?
Yeah, because of how many thousand tries she took at getting a Cutie Mark.
She doesn't get
She'll do anything.
Yeah, she really wants
it. So, number 5 is Lyra Lilac. I like her because I don't just like her color, but I forget, but she's one of my favorite unicorns other than Twilight. Well, I don't like her. She's much better than Twilight, but I like Lyra. So, then we have Granny Smith. I just like how she's always, like, in her rocking chair.
Just, well, she's old. She's old, yeah. Granny Smith. She's in that. She's got her walker. Remember, she's got her little walker. Jesus.
For 3, Big Mac. I just like his big 2 lines.
Nope.
And then I did 2.5 for Twist because I remember that one episode. I just couldn't stop speaking like her because I.
You like the little lisp she has.
Yeah, and then. For 2, this is going to be a big surprise. I mean, you guys would never see this coming. For number 2, I do Nightmare Moon. And for first place...
Oh, drum roll for your number 1.
Yes.
Your favorite pony of season 1 is?
The best princess of them all. Celestia is the worst, but Princess Luna gets number 1. Yay!
So your 1 and 2 are essentially the same pony.
Yay, Luna! That's probably why Nightmare Moon got number 2, because she is Princess Luna.
And she was the only real, like, real bad guy of the season, right?
Yeah, she was cool. I like her as Nightmare.
I mean...
With her twisty hair.
What other bad guys do we have this season? Were there any other bad guys?
We have the dragons.
Yeah, they're 2 different dragons. I think Equestria is riddled with dragons. It has a dragon infestation problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, no, so you want to do your other list, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, at the same time you did your list of your favorite ponies... We also did a list of your least favorite ponies, and these could include the main 6. So
I'm gonna do 1
yes.
through 5.
So starting with the number 5 of the your least liked ponies to the pony, getting to the pony that you like the least of them all.
My dad doesn't agree with me for number 5. It's Trixie.
Yes, the great and powerful. She's awesome.
She is not great and powerful.
I love the great
She's
and powerful
a
Trixie.
Poster. And she like screamed and just ran off, like left Twilight to do all the
That's
work.
Okay.
So, I'd rather Twilight get smashed by the giant bear.
I like when Trixie, well, this is probably only in Equestria Girls, but I like whenever she does the smoke, pretends to disappear,
and then
they see her, like, crawling away.
And then she falls, and she's like, Trixie is okay.
See, there's so much to like about Trixie.
And number 4 is Prince Bluebud. I just hate how he treated her. Rari, he even used her as a cake shield.
He was...
Cake shield!
Yes, that's right. He's very conceited and self-centered.
3 is hoity-toity. I just don't like him because he made fun of him. Like, he just, like, wouldn't give her another chance. Like,
he thought he was better than them.
Yeah.
He was snooty.
So, number 2, thank goodness of my 2 is definitely perfect spot, is Twilight Sparkle. You earned this spot, Twilight. Totally.
And why do you dislike Twilight so much?
I think everyone else already knows. If you,
I guess you have covered
listened.
It in this previous podcast.
Yes.
And the same thing with your number 1, I think, right?
Number 1, I bet you've all...
So this is your most hated pony of season 1.
I bet you don't see this coming. I mean, like, no one
Like, you didn't just
this.
Say this a second ago.
No one would ever think this. It's the worst princess of them all. She thinks she's better and makes ponies do whatever she wants them to. It's Celestia, the worst of the worst.
Now, why do you say she does? Why do you say that she makes ponies do what she wants?
She could have defeated Luna. She just laughed like, bye, have fun. And then also, I remember that other episode, you even agreed with me that she just, like, let them do it for her.
You're right. Well, if I was going to say one character that I liked the least this season, it would have been Gilda the Griffin.
Gilda the Griffin? What about your top favorite, not including the main six?
Well, I told you. Leroy Wingate.
Hey, I get it.
I like that.
I think Celestia deserved that.
And the thing is, I won't say Doctor Who's yet because the real Doctor Who's hasn't appeared yet.
I mean, like, they haven't even tried.
No, we'll
wait. They gave him the hourglass.
They gave him the hourglass, but that wasn't Doctor Who's. Not until we get the British accent, at least.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have the scarf because there's lots of different outfits. He could have have a little bow tie and it'd still be Doctor Who.
That was also what he was wearing. He just kept changing, like he got the bow tie.
Well, you know why?
Yeah.
Because there's been 12 Doctor Who's now, and each time they wear a different kind of outfit.
And then he went to the wedding, he was wearing this huge, long scarf, like so long.
See, that's one of the more famous outfits of Doctor Who. I wonder if he wore one of those Shriner hats, one of those little red beanie things.
Don't remember.
Okay. Well, we'll wait till we get there, and then we can have good fun looking at Doctor Who's. But
yeah.
I know something else I was going to ask you about season one. Was there a story that you felt should have been told in season one that wasn't?
Well, how come, you know, Luna.
Yep, her.
I know, your favorite.
And Celestia.
Right.
They're like best friends, like, right, like sisters. Yay! And then, boom, boom, she became Nightmare Moon and tried to kill her.
And so you wanted to know how she became Nightmare Moon.
How?
Like, what was the thing that caused them to fall apart?
Yeah.
So what do you think it was?
I think that Luna wanted to play with her as she was young, but Celestia was all like, no, I got work to do. Like, sorry, so, got work to do, bye.
So you think it was because...
She had no time for Luna. She was just so angry, and no, she wouldn't, like, watch.
And so you think this was an attempt by Luna to get her big sister's attention?
Yeah.
And so she turned evil just to get her attention.
Not only that, just to, like see how it feels.
Well, that seems a little extreme.
I know, but she was angry. She tried so hard. She's like, guess what? I learned how to make the moon rise.
And Celestia just didn't care.
She's like, okay, good job. Gotta go. Praise my subjects.
Well, Finley, I think...
Party time! Celestia, out!
Well, that was a nice visit to Finley's headcanon corner. I think we should probably start wrapping this up. I think this will definitely be our longest episode ever.
Longest episode ever!
But now that we get our extra special season one wrap-up,
yay,
we're back on schedule for next week to do the episode one of season two then, right?
Yeah, because we're done watching My Little Pony episodes until we finish.
Although next weekend we do have your race.
Yes.
That'll be a big thing, but we'll still see if we can cut out some time next weekend.
I will totally do it because we've missed too many weeks. I just can't miss another one. I just can't.
Okay, well then we got it. We will find a way one way or the other. Maybe right after we're done with your race, we can come back and do it. But other than that, let's see, what should we say, Finley? One, that the spreadsheet that we put together, we'll put it up on our Tumblr site. Because just, again, for people, obviously people don't know because we've never talked about it, but to be able to put our podcasts on iTunes, you have to host them somewhere. And we do that on Tumblr. And so we can also put things like this master spreadsheet we put together. So we'll put that up in case anyone is curious and anyone wants to see this big, giant spreadsheet that you and I put together.
Yeah.
So put that there.
It means my dad works so hard.
I don't know how hard it was.
I know, not really, but he uses the internet, but internet is like a dictionary for everyone.
It's a great reference. I don't know. You know, back in my day, Finley, we had
back
this,
in my day? You sound like an old
day.
Man.
Well, you're I like, am an old man.
You're like, back in my day, I used to use my
I
hand.
Used to use something called the Encyclopedia Britannica. I had 26 of these things, one for each letter of the alphabet. We had an entire shelf on our bookcase that was just Encyclopedia Britannicas. And that's how we had to do all our reports and
Did you use them to be balanced? Did they put them on your head?
No, I didn't put my head.
Did you doodle on them?
Luke, no, they're too valuable. You can write on the encyclopedia.
Did you take your giant highlighter and start highlighting?
They cost a fortune. Encyclopedia Britannica and also Compton's. We had Compton encyclopedias as well. They were
what
really
in
good.
The world are those?
They're just a different brand, but they were good. Hey, let's wrap this up. So how can people get in contact with you?
Finley's My Little Pony.
No.
Finley's Pony.
Finley Pony.
At Finley's Pony.
At Finley's Pony for Twitter. And Finley's Pony.
At gmail.com.
For email.
Yeah.
And, of course, we always appreciate people putting up a review on iTunes because that's how people actually find the podcast.
I don't think, like, oh, she's not going to read it because our motto is, you send something in, we're going to read it no matter what.
We read everything.
Yeah, we're not leaving a thing out.
And I think with that, Finley, that is the end of season one for us.
That was beautiful.
So why don't you say goodbye, Finley?
Goodbye.